This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver is getting ready to reopen its popular e-bike rebate program. The city plans to release another batch of 2,000 discounts on July 11th. Half of those will be set aside for income-qualifying Denverites who can claim a $1,200 rebate on e-bikes at select local shops. Anyone can apply for a $400 rebate. The incentives are funded by a sales tax for climate change program voters approved in 2020. Colorado's new style of open primaries might be reshaping state politics. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on what recent election results might tell us.
Colorado has allowed unaffiliated voters to participate in the Republican or Democratic primaries since 2018. The idea was that these more moderate voters could help to select more moderate candidates, and that may have been the case in Tuesday's Republican contests. Former Republican Governor Bill Owens.
The unaffiliateds performed that role. They helped moderate the process and give us much better candidates in November.
Unaffiliated voters made up a third of the GOP electorate this round. That's a significant jump, and many said they filled out Republican ballots in order to vote against election conspiracy theorists. And most of those candidates lost. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A flash flood watch is in effect for part of I-70 near Glenwood Springs today. The National Weather Service doesn't have an estimate for how much rain to expect, but they say lightning storms and high winds will blow through the Grizzly Creek burn scar, which runs along the interstate. The area was affected by multiple mudslides and debris flows last summer, leading to multiple closures. The flood alert is in place through this evening. Thunderstorms are building along the Front Range foothills right now, pushing east into Denver, Boulder, and Colorado Springs. In Grand Junction, it's 91 degrees and clear with a slight chance for afternoon storms. This is CPR News. It's 206.